Chattanooga Craft Beer Week is coming up in mid-April. The week will culminate with the first Chattanooga Craft Beer Festival on April 20th at the First Tennessee Pavilion. I spoke with the festival organizer to find out what to expect with this brand new festival in the scenic city. Tony Genasi is a beer expert. He's a certified beer judge, brews his own beer, and is the former president of Barley Mob Brewers, a homebrew and beer connoisseur club in Chattanooga. He is working with Rhizome Productions to present the Chattanooga Craft Beer Festival. Tony, where did the Craft Beer Week originate?
Craft Beer Week was born because as soon as we started talking about doing the Chattanooga Craft Beer Fest, it was kind of like, this brewery's coming into town, maybe they'd be interested in doing a tasting out here on the Friday or the Thursday before. Then we got a good response from a couple brewers, and as we started building up more and more events, we figured, well, there's no craft beer week in Chattanooga. Why not build it all together, have a bunch of cool beer events, and also anchor it with the Chattanooga Market opening up on that Sunday? And they always have good craft beer down there as well, so it just made sense.
Define craft beer for me.
The official declaration is by number of barrels, and they increased that a couple years ago for Sam Adams. I think it's at like 7 million barrels for a craft brewer. And also, no adjuncts like rice or corn. They've gotten in a little bit of an issue there because there are a lot of craft brewers who do use corn for like a pre-prohibition style American Pilsner. It has corn in it because when the Germans came over to make beer, they used what we had in America. That is where one of the first American Pilsners came from. You can taste it if you get a pre-prohibition style American Pils. You can taste the corn in there. It's in the front, it's in the back, it's all over the place. Another one is that the brewery is owned more by small people and less owned by one of the big corporate brewers like SAB Miller or AB InBev. Anytime they come in and purchase, say, a controlling share in the company, they are no longer a craft brewer, which even then is kind of iffy because AB InBev bought Goose Island a couple years ago. They have a controlling interest. They want to make it a national brand. It's great. It's delicious beer. Love to have it more everywhere in America. However, it's technically not craft beer anymore because it's owned by Bud.
The beers that will be featured at the Chattanooga Market on the day of the festival, as well as before, come from a variety of places all around the country.
Mm-hmm.
How did you select the beers for the festival?
A lot of them were ones that we already had a relationship with. They see how we run the festivals, like 12 South Winter Warmer and East Nashville Beer Fest. Great events. They sell out. And the breweries, once we have a relationship with them, they say, okay, well, if you're doing another one, we'll support that one as well, as long as they have distribution and all that other happy good stuff. We generally focus on local. We have 6 local breweries already committed to the fest. I expect that to grow by a third at least. So we should have 9 Tennessee breweries present and pouring at the festival. The rest of them, we focus on flavor. Flavor and experience, because you can get beer anywhere. You can drink beer about anywhere, and we're going after the experience. This isn't something that you're just going to go and drink beer because you can drink beer. We're doing 1 or 2 ounce pours and a 6 ounce snifter glass. And again, we're not looking for something you can go buy in a store. We're asking breweries, send us a cask of something, an IPA that you do with hibiscus flower or something, an experience that is limited to that fest. And a lot of the breweries that we've chosen to come in, again, we have the relationship. They understand that we love those unique experiences that are limited just to the festival, and they work with us on that.
You talked about some of the one-on-one tasting events that happen throughout the week before the actual day of the festival. How do you participate in those, and where do you find out about them?
We're getting the calendar up. It's been pretty crazy with East Nashville Beer Fest right now, but we're getting the calendar up soon. There's a Facebook page for Chattanooga Craft Beer Week. Most of the events are posted on there, but they're not organized as well as I would like. And so soon we'll have a more functional calendar of what's going on. And we're still building stuff. Like, there's people who are doing beer dinners that we didn't plan. They just know it's that beer week. And so restaurants are starting to plan that kind of stuff now and tell us about it. If you go to ChattanoogaCraftBeerFest.com, it'll direct you over to the Rhizome Productions page. And from there, we'll have the beer week events.
As you said, this is not just a let's go out and drink beer kind of day. This is for connoisseurs who appreciate a difference in their beers, as well as somebody who may not know anything about specialty beers, and they just want to come and try something new. But it is just a taste.
Yes. We're not having a party. It's from noon to 5 p.m. A lot of times, if I'm at a festival and they give me like a bottle of beer or a pint of beer, I can have maybe like one or two, and either my palate's shot or I'm ready to go. But having just a taste of something, to get that experience, to say, oh, that was really nice, I like what you did there. You can go back and get another one if you liked it, if you absolutely love that beer and said just fantastic. That's no problem, but we're trying to foster a more responsible attitude around it. When you're at a festival drinking craft beer, it would lead to, okay, I have just a sip. I tasted it. I see what the brewer's doing there. You get to engage with the people who are pouring as well. Ask questions. A lot of the brewers are going to be there. And 2,500 people in the First Tennessee Pavilion, you're going to have all kinds of space. It's not very crowded. And so we're trying to foster more of an intimate type of deal. We don't want people standing around just sipping on their beers. We want them going around, talking to the brewer, getting a new sample, tasting this. The samples of 20 different beers is about two or three beers that you might buy at a restaurant. So responsibility is at the root of what we're trying to do with the smaller pours, creating that experience that you hopefully won't be able to get anywhere else. I'm trying to focus on bringing breweries in a town that either aren't here right now or they've done something really, really interesting. Like Yazoo has a collaboration with one of the Nashville homebrewers out there, Brandon Jones. He runs a whole blog about wild ales or sour beers. Yazoo is starting to take those tentative dips into the pool with sour ales. And I've told them I would love to have even just a couple gallons to introduce people to wild ales in Chattanooga, just because most people here haven't had them.
If you go wine tasting, you at least have some idea of how to do it, what to expect, what your palate will be experiencing. You're looking for a certain type of flavor, a certain type of aroma, and the whole feeling involved in wine tasting. Is it the same in beer tasting? Will you be giving lessons to people who don't know how to taste a beer?
Tasting beer is kind of easy. You put it in your mouth, and that's kind of it. What we will be sharing education with is what the brewer was trying to do. When somebody picks up a beer, it's my favorite thing about craft beer. You don't always know what to expect. Like if it's a red wine, you're going to expect a certain thing, like it's going to be fuller than a white. It's going to have more berry or tannins than a white. But with beer, you could pick up something that is black and you taste it, like black IPAs. Black is night, but you taste it and it tastes like a bright citrusy IPA. And it just throws your mind for a loop. And I love that. That's one of my favorite things. I've never had a glass of white wine that I tasted and I said, wow, that tastes like a red. Never happened. But with beer, you have malt, hops, water, and the yeast, and you can interchange all of those to create almost a mosaic of really interesting experiences in one beer. There's no swirling, you can swirl if you want to bring the head back up to get some aroma, but there's no rules.
You can purchase your tickets in advance on the webpage.
Yes.
Or there also be tickets available the day of the festival.
There should be if they're still available. I will have some around town in some of my tastings. And during Craft Beer Week, again, if they are available. The best way to make sure that you get tickets is to buy them online.
You can attend the festival without actually having an interest in drinking the beer. Those
yes.
are your designated drivers.
We have tickets for the DDs to just come because we're also going to have food trucks there. We're going to have two bands. Our bands are unplugged. It's all two acoustic sets, very low key. You don't want to have to shout at your friend over the music. And so acoustic sets, low key. Have fun with it. The focus is the beer.
The Chattanooga Craft Beer Festival will be Saturday, April 20th from noon to 5 p.m. at the First Tennessee Pavilion in Southside. Tickets are available in advance online or, if still available, at beer tasting events prior to the festival during Craft Beer Week. Follow the links on the Around and About blog at wutc.org to learn more. You must be 21 years or older to attend the Chattanooga Craft Beer Festival. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.